This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. American films dominated China's movie screens last week, with X-Men Apocalypse topping the field with a $56 million opening weekend. The long-running 20th Century Fox franchise, based on the Marvel Comics series, was far ahead of Alice Through the Looking Glass. That film earned $22.5 million in the 7 days ending Sunday. But Alice has helped push Disney's take in China so far in 2016 to nearly $770 million, which is huge. The Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman is already responsible for making a show about zombies one of the most popular series on television. Now he's turning his attention to another scary subject, demonic possession. This doesn't mean Robert has given up his main jobs of creating new Walking Dead comics and executive producing the series and its spin-off, Fear the Walking Dead. Nope, it just means he's taking on another project. The new series, Outcast, centers around Kyle Barnes, a young man who has been plagued by possession since he was a child. The Cinemax series is produced by Fox International Studios and is airing now. The premiere party for Roadies, Cameron Crowe's new TV drama, was held in downtown LA for a special friends and family screening. The premiere episode, which debuts June 26th, was screened before an audience peppered with entertainment industry hotshots, most of the show's cast, and executive producer Cameron Crowe. Roadies follows the crew of the fictitious Staten House Band while they crisscross America on an arena tour. Cameron Crowe is best known for writing Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jerry Maguire, and winning the Best Original Screenplay Oscar for Almost Famous. John Oliver, host of HBO's Last Week Tonight, bought almost $15 million worth of medical debt from more than 9,000 Americans. And then he forgave the debt during his program. The segment included a hidden camera brought into a Debt Buyers Association conference by show staffers. It showed panelists scoffing at how Americans don't understand their legal rights about paying their debts. It was the largest giveaway in television history. Tickets for the 2017 Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival in Indio went on sale this week for both weekends of the event. It's slated for April 14th to 16th and April 21st to 23rd. 3-day passes for each weekend cost $399 for general admission, with VIP passes priced at $899 and other packages at higher prices. Oh, and they promptly sold out, without a single act even being announced. Swedish pop band ABBA reunited for their first public performance in 30 years. The band performed Me and I at a private gala in Stockholm. The performance commemorated 50 years since members Björn Ulvaeus and Benny Andersson met for the first time. Mamma mia, you waited 30 years to perform and you couldn't have done a hit? A neighbor of Playboy founder Hugh Hefner announced he'll be purchasing the $200 million Playboy mansion. The new owner will be Darren Metropoulos, principal at private equity firm Metropoulos & Company, which also owns Twinkies maker Hostess Brands. Oh, and let's not forget, Hugh Hefner comes with the property. He's not moving. So that means that both the 90-year-old Hefner and the Ding Dong guy will be roomies. Now there's a visual. Take two Oscar-winning actors, add 5 movie theaters, multiply by a lot of negative reviews, and what do you get? An opening weekend of $141. That's all that the film Misconduct, a legal thriller starring Al Pacino and Anthony Hopkins, managed to rake in at the box office in Britain. The movie was shown at only 5 theaters. Even so, its earnings averaged less than $30 per movie house. Misconduct also made a fast appearance on U.S. screens in February, but after only earning $24,000, it sank, like the Titanic. We have learned that Johnny Depp's wife, actress Amber Heard, was arrested for domestic violence against her ex-girlfriend in 2009. Police records show that Heard was involved in a physical dispute with Tasia Van Ray at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Now, Heard has accused Johnny Depp of abuse, even though his ex-wife and numerous people have come to his defense. There's more here than meets the black eye. Another Amber, Amber Rose, became officially divorced from rapper Wiz Khalifa, and they celebrated their divorce together at a strip club. Aw, that's so sweet. Oh, and Amber, who is also Kanye's ex, wound up with a cool million under the prenup. Wiz has already paid $356,000, so he still owes her $644,000. But Amber gets even more. $14,800 a month in child support for their three-year-old son, with whom they share legal and physical custody. As for Wiz, he gets their Pennsylvania home and 10 cars. This is the kind of story that warms your heartburn. I mean heart. Axl Rose has issued a DMCA takedown request with Google over a 2010 image used to create a viral fat Axl meme. The photograph, taken by Boris Minkovich at the Winnipeg Free Press, depicts the rock star performing at the MTS Center in Winnipeg, Canada with Guns N' Roses, hunched over and wearing a red bandana. The copyright claims were sent to Blogspot and Google User Content. Is there any way the Winnipeg newspaper can fight the takedown? Fat chance.
The Trash Bin.
LA County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a suspected arson attempt at the West Hollywood Dash clothing boutique owned by the Kardashian sisters. A witness reported seeing a man throwing a flaming object through the front window of the store on Melrose Avenue, which was closed at the time. The boutique did not catch fire, and there was no damage to any property inside. Investigators say the object hurled through the window was heavy and wrapped in fabric. There is no confirmation, however, that it was a stack of Kanye CDs. No arrests have been made.
The news wrap-up.
Google co-founder Larry Page has quietly invested over $100 million testing flying cars. The number one U.S. cell phone company, Verizon, submitted a $3 billion bid for Yahoo's core internet business. Rideshare company Uber is planning to get into the $100 billion auto financing business. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest accounts were hacked. They did leave his Facebook account alone, however.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Conjuring 2 beat out Warcraft to lead the box office this week.
The number one album.
Drake's Views stays on top for a sixth straight week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is on top again, having sold a staggering 21 million downloads.
The number one fiction book.
Me Before You from Jojo Moyes continues to be the best-selling book in the USA.
It's hard to believe, but the Red Hot Chili Peppers formed here in LA back in 1983, 33 years ago. Since then, they've released 10 albums, sold 80 million copies, and are the most successful rock act ever on alternative radio with 12 number one singles. Recently, the band was forced to cancel a performance here after lead singer Anthony Kiedis was hospitalized with extreme abdominal pain. We wish him well and the rest of the band as they've just started a European tour. From their 11th studio album, The Getaway, here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the song of the week, Dark Necessities.
Spinning out the letters of my heart, it's like a bitter light in a touch of dark begun. Sneak attack from the Zodiac, but I see a price bar. Keep the breeze and go, blow by blow and go away. Oh, what do you say?
From the brand new album, The Getaway, that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the song of the week, Dark Necessities. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.